Think you don't have much data now? By the end of your life, LifeSeller.com estimates you'll have created 88 gigabytes. Evan Carroll cites that figure in his book, Your Digital Afterlife.
It's hard to estimate exactly how much an individual person will have over their lifetime, but if you stop and consider that Facebook's photograph collection is significantly larger than all the photographs we have in the Library of Congress, you can quickly get the impression of exactly how much content we're creating on a regular basis.
Carroll and his co-author, John Romano, started thinking about what would happen to your data when you die years ago and presented their research at South by Southwest in 2009. Carroll says the most important part as you plan is to consider all of your accounts, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and more, as part of your digital collection and make plans to what happens to those accounts and who will have control over them.
For instance, if you have a PayPal account, perhaps you want to make sure that your family can get the funds out of it. Or if you have many family photographs on Facebook, you want your family to be able to download those and perhaps close your account or maybe memorialize your account. So all sorts of options of things you can do. So think about what you may want to happen and then decide the best way to make sure that happens.
Carroll suggests making it easy on your family, leaving very specific instructions. He cautions against putting usernames and passwords in your will because that's a public document. They should go on a separate piece of paper. You can also pay somebody to keep track of your accounts. One such business is Planned Departure. Founder Kamal Joshi reached in London on a cell phone, says customers can pay by the month.
Or they can either opt for an yearly or a lifetime subscription, and then they can continue to use our services. And at the same time, we try to ensure that the user keeps that information up to date.
There are other companies that keep track of your data and your designated beneficiaries. They include Legacy Locker and Secure Safe. Kamal knows people are leery of turning over their passwords.
Users' data is maintained in a very safe and secure environment, and everything is encrypted with the highest level of encryption and maintained with the highest level of security.
Your digital accounts are also being proactive. Google has released what's called Inactive Account Manager. This allows you to specify a waiting period of inactivity. You list who Google should contact to either access or delete your account. Then Carroll says 1 month before the waiting period is over, Google contacts you, and if there's no response, your wishes are carried out. There are touchy issues. For example, Lauren Williams' mother spent months locked out of her dead 22-year-old son's Facebook account and filed suit to gain access. Family and friends of Anthony Cannata had trouble removing a picture. It showed him holding a gun to his mouth. The 20-year-old went on to commit suicide. His mother sent Facebook a newspaper article about the situation, and she was able to take the picture off. Six states have laws regarding your data when you die.
So the newest is from Virginia that applies to the digital assets of a deceased minor that their parents can gain access to them. Three similar laws, Indiana, Oklahoma, and Idaho, allow the executor of the state to gain access to all of the electronic information of the deceased. And finally, two older laws from Connecticut and Rhode Island only apply to the emails of the deceased. But it's important to note that having access to someone's email account most of the time gives you access to many of their other accounts because you can reset the passwords.
An article in the journal Comlaw Conspectus recommends a broad, uniform law that takes into consideration technological advances that haven't happened yet. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.